Yes, hi, Aaron.
Yes. Yeah, did you you said you wanted to you need my extension?
Yes, I have a few questions.
Sure.
Let me just pull up those. So, I didn't understand about the case, Dennis Enoch. So you said about this email. What about those emails? So I emailed it to the LTC email, the county.
That's a nursing home. That's for nursing home patients.
What was that?
The so it's two different things. You got, excuse me, hold on. You have home community-based services, which is home care. Then you have nursing home, two different waivers. So when people are applying for Medicaid through long-term care services, they're applying either HCBS, which is home care, or a nursing home waiver for Medicaid paper at nursing home staff. That email goes to the nursing home applicants, which is a different, they have different requirements. So
Right.
what I sent you, so what they've been getting, so that's a supervisor, Eric Grimes. I emailed him to find out, has he received the stuff for Dennis Enoch? His response today was, email, they haven't, because it's going to the wrong email. So that's his direct response in an email to me, is email that stuff to those emails. So that LTIS email, they're not getting
No,
that.
no,
That's going to...
no, no. So I emailed it to LTC, PWLTC on the Monday, as well. So on Monday I emailed the explanation letter to them that was missing
What email?
to LTC, RW, LTC, PHILACAO, PA.gov.
It should begin with RA.
It should be
It should
good.
be R. No, it should begin with RA.
Yes,
RA.
it begins. It begins with the RA.
RAPWLTC, Phila, CAO, PA.gov.
Yes.
All right, that's the one to go to. That's the general email for Parkside Avenue for the long-term care for the county assistant office. That's where that's the general. That's where everything should go for our people.
Okay, perfect. And you sent me also the supervisor's email as well.
Yep. So in there you have, so Eric Grimes, that literally was the email he sent me when I was asking about Enoch, what's going on with. His response was, please resend it to him.
Right, okay,
Add
so
to the
I'll
list.
resend the information to him as well. And this is the Claire email that ends with a CLER, right? That you sent in the
Correct.
notes.
Claire,
Okay.
right.
Okay, so I got that. Okay, we'll do that. The other one is the question that I have for the patient Mary Durr.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't understand quite what they're still missing.
Let me look at
So
Mary. She just
you.
sent me some stuff too. She literally just sent me some stuff in the last hour. Let me see. I'm pretty sure I remember what Mary's issue was. So I believe, because I spoke with Mary on Friday, and she sent me, and her kid sent me something yesterday and today. I'm pretty sure. Let me see. Interesting. Let's see. Mary Gare, I'm pretty sure her issue, if I remember correctly, it was she needed Social Security, her
Yes,
Social Security award letter,
okay.
her pension or retirement, yeah, pension and or retirement award letter,
Okay,
license
it's
award.
a long statement, like going back to 5 years, it's just one statement.
So no, you have the 5-year statements, which is the bank
Of the
statements to
pension.
verify the financial status, right? But then also, she receives, and this is for anybody, if they're receiving benefits, Social Security benefits, they want to see the award letter.
Right.
Even though there's a direct deposit every month in their account. That's just the net, not the gross. So the county wants to see the gross, which is the award letter, right, prior to taxes, because they want to add that to their financial status, as well as the pension and or retirement. They want to see that in its gross status. So they want to see an award letter from Social Security benefits as well as the pension, so they can add that to keep to see if she's under $2,909 for gross monthly income. So that she
so
just said that
the pension is not a statement that's for 5 years. It's just an award letter stating whatever the value is.
Yes, right.
Okay, makes sense.
I'll send that to him, or I'll send it to you, whatever. She just sent that to me today. Also, the life insurance cash value. Anytime somebody's life insurance, the cash value has to be sent, whether it's term or whole. It doesn't matter. Even if it's term and they have a zero cash value, they must see the most current statement for the cash value, because that cash value, the person that the applicant can borrow off of. And that adds to an additional, that adds to their income or their finance. So, that, you know, they have to be under $8,000. They have to be under $2,000. The county just ignores $6,000. Of that, so that's why it comes eight. It's the dumbest thing in the world, but that's their wording. So the cash value of their current life insurance is added to their cash holdings, okay? So they have to see that as well. So even though the bank statements are sent in, if the award letters for Social Security, pension, and retirement, and life insurance cash value is not added, they will be rejected.
Okay, makes sense. And the 1099 form from the Social Security is everyone that gets Social Security gets a 1099?
They should get a 1099 every year. Yep, around tax time, around
that.
They should
send the 1099 also?
If they don't have the award letter. The award letter or the 1099 can serve the same purpose. So if they don't have the award letter, then they can receive the 1099, because the 1099 will give them the 12 months. Like it'll say, you know, they'll have 2025 earnings from Social Security. And even though it takes a little bit of math for the county assistance office, it's understandable. They just take that gross total and divide it by 12.
Makes
but
sense.
I normally explain that to them in a letter. Like in the letter, you got to treat them like babies, because they are. So literally, when I send the 1099 in and it shows, oh, she, you know, $23,109. I'll literally put in the financial explanation letter, take the $23,000 divided by 12. This is her monthly income from Social Security. Gross. You know what I mean? Like, you can't assume anything with them. They're so under-talented. It seems like it's you know what I mean? So now I don't know. Have you sent anything on behalf of Ms. Mary, or has she been the one sending in all the information?
So I sent a few things on behalf of them. Let me search what I sent. So I sent all the 5 year of lookback statements.
So you sent the 5 years. Did you ever get a response from that county assistance office?
I think not. Let me just double check. So I got the latest response, when was it? On Saturday, I got a response.
The response on Saturday from the county?
Yes, from CSCOCHIN.
Okay.
Christina.
Give me a favor, forward me that response.
Okay. What's your email address?
E. Jenkins.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, forward me that. I'm going to send them what Miss Mary sent me in, and that should be all that they're missing.
Okay, perfect. So if you can just like write in the notes that you sent it, so, you know, I know. I
got you. And I'll add you to the email that I sent as well, so you'll see their response or lack thereof.
Right, okay. Perfect. Makes sense. Okay. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.